Hello everyone, welcome to this presentation and welcome to the special edition of FOSDEM for COVID. First, quick words by myself. I'm the founder and an embedded Linux engineer at Bootlin, an embedded software engineering company. We focus only on free and open source software, so that's what we like about it. I'm a free software contributor. I'm the current maintainer of the Elixir cross-referencer project, making it easy to explore the sources of big C projects, such as the Linux kernel. So check it out on elixir.bootlin.com and you won't regret it. I'm also the co-author of Bootlin's freely available embedded Linux and kernel training materials, which you can find here. And in a previous life, I was the maintainer of GNU Typist. So, before I start the presentation, as time has some importance here, I propose to start downloading Bitroot, which will allow me to generate the toolchain that we will use throughout all the demos. So here we are, so you go to bitroot.org, go to download, and I'm going to copy the latest version, copy the link location, and I will paste it in the terminal window. Okay, so first I'm going to record the session with a tool that I like. It's called Xkinema. I'll tell you more about it if I have time. Okay, we create a RISC-V directory for our work. We get the bitroot sources. Extract them, of course. And then run the menu config interface for Bitroot, the configuration interface. Okay, so here to generate a toolchain, all you need is to specify the target architecture. So you see you have plenty of choice, but what we want is RISC-V in 64-bit mode, so that's all right. And all you have to do is just configure the toolchain. So we're going to pick the C library. So it's Mason that we choose this time. I'll explain why. Then we'll check the Linux kernel headers and binutil versions and GCC, which are recent enough. Good. And that's all. So I just can save the configuration, leave the Xkinema session because it will be too long if I record everything. And then I can run, get back to the directory, of course, and run make SDK, which is the command to generate only an SDK and not a full root file system. And time, of course, to know how much time it takes. There we are. Right, as you can see, it's starting to download the various components that you need in the toolchain, so it's going to take a couple of minutes. In the meantime, we have time for presentation work. So, while the toolchain is being built, I'd like first to explain what I like in embedded Linux. The first thing is that Linux is perfect for operating devices with a fixed set of features, and unlike on the desktop, Linux is found in almost every existing embedded system. Another thing is that embedded Linux makes Linux easy to learn. You just need a few programs and libraries, and that's it. You can understand the usefulness of each file in the file system. Another thing is that the Linux kernel is standalone. There are no complex dependencies against external software, and the code is in C. Linux also just works with a few megabytes of RAM and storage. And that's enough. There's a new version of Linux also every 2-3 months. Another thing is that there's a relatively small development community and you end up meeting lots of familiar faces at technical conferences, like when you go to the Embedded Linux conference. And eventually you have lots of opportunities and also some funding available for becoming a contributor, for example, to the Linux kernel, to the bootloaders, to the build systems. So that's great. Actually, with this presentation, I'm reviving an old presentation, actually one of the first ones from Free Electrons, the former name of Bootlin, which was showed in 2005 at the Libre Software meeting. I was showing a 2.6 Linux kernel booting on QEMU a QMU emulated ARM board, and it was one of our most downloaded presentations at that time. This is an opportunity to look back and see what has changed in 2005. So in the Linux kernel, we've moved from version 2.6 to version 5.x, so many versions in between. For source control, BitKeeper has been replaced by Git, and Linux is now everywhere, so you don't need to convince customers to use it anymore, and it's even easier and easier to convince them to fund contributions to the official versions of those projects. DevTempFS is new too. It automatically creates the device files, and I don't have to mention the mknot command in this presentation anymore. On ARM and in other architectures, devices are now described by the device tree instead of having to use C code, so it really makes it easier to port the Linux kernel to new hardware. In the embedded environment, there's the maker movement, a very sharp reduction in the cost of development boards. There's the rise of open hardware, right? And also RISC-V, last but not least, a new open source hardware instruction set architecture that I'm going to talk about right now. So